Thank you. Have a seat if you will. You won't need to turn in your Bibles. I'm going to read you some scripture, Dan. I'd like for you to look right this way. I have an awful lot to say. I would like to have about 3 or 4 hours in which to say it. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, I'm going to read to you verse 1 through 5 again. If you'll just listen, the Bible says this, a good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death and the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. I'll read another passage of Scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16. The Bible says this, "But the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." The very first passage of Scripture that I shared with you from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 says, you're better off to hear the rebuke of a wise man than to hear the song of the fool. I have studied in the Bible the topic of music. I started in the book of Genesis, going all the way through the book of Revelation. I looked up every time the word sing, singeth, singing, singers, harmony, melody, song. Every time there is any reference to music at all in the Bible, I've looked every single one of them up. I found out who was singing. I studied to see why they were singing. I found out what they sang, where they were when they sang. I found out what the result of their singing was. In my study, I've discovered that there are just so many kinds of music mentioned in the Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16 says that there are psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Those are the ones that God has told us are within the realm of right in Christianity. He said, I want you to sing and listen to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You say, but Brother Owens, there are many other kinds of music. Yes, there are other kinds, all of which fall under one category. In a moment, I'll share that category with you. The Bible teaches us there are different kinds of people. The Bible talks about a wise man. I could give you scripture after scripture after scripture in regard to the wise man. The wise man is somebody that wants to do what God wants them to do and seeks after Bible truths and principles to live so they can please God. But there's a simple man. He's not a complicated person. He doesn't always know what's right, and he doesn't always do right because he's being rebellious. He's simple. He doesn't really always know the difference between right and wrong, and his life is not real complicated. He's not finished by any means. He may believe the last thing that somebody told him, but not if it's wrong, not rebelliously. He's just simple. And then the Bible says there's another person. That person's called the fool. Who's the fool? The fool is the person that won't do what God says. The person is a truth rejecter. The person is the one that won't listen to what God says. They're not interested in truth. They're not interested in wisdom. They're not interested in what God has to say about much of anything. The fool says, you can tell me how to dress. I'm not interested in that. You can tell me how to walk. I'm not interested in that. You can tell me how to behave and how to talk, and I'm not interested in that. And the fool is even the kind of person you could tell them what God says about music. music, and they'll say, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me what God says. I'm going to do it my own way. The Bible says that there are psalms, hymns, and spiritual psalms. You say, Brother Owens, what about the other kinds of music? Well, I'll classify them for you according to the Bible. Remember, I started in the book of Genesis, and I worked my way all the way through the book of Revelation, and I found out that there is a fourth classification of music, not just psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. There's a fourth class. And just so you know, you say, Brother Owens, I'm a musician. I'm not impressed in the slightest. It matters to me what a musician believes. It matters to me what the Bible says. That's what matters to me. We don't need musicians to tell us what's right and wrong. We need the Bible to tell us what's right and wrong. I'm not talking about preference now. I'm talking about Bible truth. And the Bible says there are psalms. And by the way, if you're a musician and you've studied from Genesis all the way through Revelation, and you look every single verse up, and every single time in the Bible where the Bible says something about music, you're going to agree with me, so we're not going to have any problem anyway. So the Bible says there are psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. But we get to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse number 5, and the Bible says, you're better off to hear the rebuke of the wise man than to hear the song of the fool. The fourth classification is the song of the fool. See, there are these people called fools, and they produce music. He say, brother, you call it rock and roll, and the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You call it rap, and the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You call it country, and the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You call it alternative rock, and the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You call it soul music, but the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You call it Christian rock, but the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You call it New Age, but the Bible calls it the song of the fool. You see, the Bible, you say, well, where does the Bible say that? It's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 5. And if you say, well, Brother Owens, the Bible doesn't say anything about rock and roll. When you get to heaven, you'll hear God's term for it all. He'll say, it's the song of the fool. You see, I believe your music reveals your lifestyle. You show me your music, I'll show you your lifestyle. Hey, you show me the ones in here that listen to the loosest of what we'd call Christian music, I'll show you the ones that have the loosest morals. I'll show you the ones that have the loosest dress standard. Yeah, you show me the ones with the most conservative Christian music, I'll show you the ones with the most conservative Christian dress and the most conservative Christian morals and the most conservative Christian associations. You show me your music, I'll show you your lifestyle. Your music is a revelator of your lifestyle. You show me your music, I'll show you where you've been. You show me your music, I'll show you where you are. You show me your music, and I'll show you where you're going. You boys show me the music that you're listening to, and I'll tell you what kind of church you're going to have someday. You show me the music you listen to, I'll show you what kind of family you're going to have someday. You show me the music you listen to, and I'll show you what kind of kids you're going to have someday. It's called the song of the fool. Music reveals lifestyle. I've been asked to preach this message for about 7 years. People just beg me to preach this message. I won't have time to say it all. But I want to show you something about music today that you need to understand. The fool produces music. The God rejectors, those that are not interested in truth, those that are not interested in morality and cleanness and purity and virginity, they produce music. The Bible says so. The Bible says there is a song. It is entitled The Song of the Fool. You say, who are they, Brother Owens? Well, maybe it's Aerosmith. Maybe it's Nine Inch Nails. Maybe it's Marilyn Manson. Maybe it's the Moffats or the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or Celine Dion. Or maybe it's Garth Brooks or the Spice Girls. Maybe it's Five. Maybe it's Drew Hill or White Cross or Puffy or Brandy or Blinky Blink or Mace or Korn or Metallica or Rancid. You say, you didn't mention mine. You mentioned it in your mind. You already know what they are. I'm just thankful Brother Moore was able to give me these titles. And he said he got them from Brother Young. the song of the fool. The Bible teaches these people called fools produce music. I wonder, do you listen to the song of the fool? You say, Brother Owens, this is Miles Henderson College. I know, but you have your ways of slipping out and doing what you want. And I'm not here just to preach to you while you're here. I'm not here just to make an impact on this service. I'd like to make an impact on your life. I would like to show you what the Bible says about music. Now, I'll use a couple of little illustrations here and there from maybe a group here or a group there, but really, that's not real convincing to me. I'd rather be convinced by the Word of God. I'd rather know what the Bible says. I have people say to me, well, what does the Bible say about music? Let me make something very clear to you. This whole book is packed full of principles about music. Most people that ask me, what does the Bible say, when I'm done, they wish they would have never asked. People say, well, God's not drawing a line. God's drawing a line for everything. The problem is, man is not practical enough to look at the book and believe what it says. We don't want to know what God said about music. Why? That's one area that we can kind of venture out and do what we want. That's the way the fool is. The fool wants to do what the fool wants to do. But there's some principles in the Bible about the song of the fool. Now, I think if I could study the fool in the Bible, I could find out what the characteristics of the fool's music would be. You don't need to turn to it. I'll read it to you. There are some elements of the fool's music. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 9 says this. Fools make a mock at sin. Remember, fools produce music. And the fool's music will make mock at sin. There used to be a rap group out called Two Live Crew. And they were so filthy, they were being banned. They were being banned from certain cities because they would come and all the filth, all the sex, all the cursing in it, they were banned. And they thought it was funny. Hey, we laugh at that music and we laugh at the filth of the music, but the Bible teaches the song of the fool will include the fact that they think sin is humorous. Do you think sin's humorous? Drugs, sex, rock and roll, the fast lane, the Hollywood lifestyle, and they think that's funny. Let me ask you a question. When you hear that somebody here is listening to rock and roll, do you think that's funny? Hey, do you laugh? Hey, those of you that think, those of us that like the song that was just sang a minute ago, do you laugh at us thinking, ah, you think that's music? That means you're the fool. You're the fool. You're laughing at the wrong thing. Hey, do you laugh at that stuff and think it's humorous? The Bible teaches one of the elements of the song of the fool is they will think that sin is humorous. And I promise you something, some of you that are listening to the wrong music are up to no good, and you think it's funny that you're sinning and breaking the rules of Hiles Anderson College. It's all part of listening to the song of the fool. The song of the fool, it includes the fact. One of the elements of the song of the fool is they think sin is humorous. There's another element of the fool's song. I'll read to you Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 25. The Bible says this. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. Where the Bible's teaching here, a fool's song is a song that will cause parents sorrow. It'll cause parents sorrow. For instance, you're a college student. Your mom and dad are very proud of you. You're going off to Hiles Anderson College. They're very proud. They say goodbye to you. They brag. Dad goes to work and brags. Mom brags down to the church. You're at Hiles Anderson College. And what happens? You come here. You get yoked up with the wrong crowd. You start slipping off and listening to the wrong music. And we've got to expel you. And you break your mom and dad's heart. That's what happens when you get involved in the song of the fool. I wonder how many of you, your mom and dad, you hassled over and over and over again about the music that you listen to. You broke your dad's heart. You've broken your mom's heart. And there's some of you right now, you know if your daddy knew the kind of music that you had an appetite for, it would break his heart. And the Bible teaches that is exactly what the song of the fool is. It is music that'll break a mom and dad's heart. I know we find it hard to believe, but, you know, I doubt that Madonna, who's about as perverted as a woman could be, I doubt that Madonna's mother has been real pleased over the years about her daughter's behavior. I don't think when Madonna was born, her mother looked at her and said, "Boy, I want you to grow up to be a sleazy whore." That is exactly what has occurred. Do you think that mama really holds her head high that her daughter has put out videos and music about her lesbian partners and her bisexual way of life? Do you really think that mama's pleased? I'll guarantee you her mama more than one night cried herself to sleep. She has been ashamed of the behavior of her daughter. You just look at some of the stars and you look at them and you think about how their parents must really feel about their behavior and the mess that they've gotten themselves into. And I want you to know something else. You say, "Brother Owens, my mom and dad, they never have gone to church. My dad was a rock and roller, or my mama was a country gal. She liked to hear the country songs." And you say, "My mom and dad wouldn't care what kind of music I listen to, and so this doesn't apply to me." Well, I've got news for you. You have a heavenly father, and your heavenly father cares, and he is your parent. One of the elements of the song of the fool is that the song will cause parents sorrow. A song of the fool, that song will include the fact that they think that sin is humorous. The third element of the song of the fool. Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 12, the Bible says this: "Let a bear robbed of her wealth meet a man rather than a fool in his folly." What the Bible's teaching is, if you've ever seen a mama bear that loses those little cubs, she goes crazy. She goes nuts. She'll tear everything apart trying to look for the little ones. And the Bible says you're better off meeting a mama bear that lost her little ones than coming across a fool when he's running wild. And remember, the fool produces music. And the fools run no more wild than what they do when they're putting their music out, all their rock and roll and all their garbage out of Hollywood. It's talking about they tear things up. What kind of things do they tear up? They tear up morality. You listen to the song of the fool, it's not moral. It does not promote virginity. It does not promote purity. It does not promote sobriety. It does not promote those things. But quite the contrary. It promotes promiscuity. It promotes filth and immorality and dirt. And I'm telling you, the Bible says you're better off being around a mama bear when she's lost her cubs than you are a fool, because he is going to be wild and he's going to be destructive. The fool's song will tear up patriotism. The fool's song. Hey, and just in case you don't understand, I wish I had time. If I had time, I would go into some other teaching about a little more on the Christian rock and rollers and things like that. I may get to it today, but I want to make sure I check all you Southerners that think because I talk about rock and roll mainly, you don't think I'm talking about the Southern garbage. I'm going to tell you something. Southern, hey, all that old Southern country Webster music that's got everybody crying in somebody's beer and dancing with somebody else's wife, that's just as filthy as the rock and roller stuff. You go to the big rock concerts and there's destruction everywhere you go. I have a little article here. You won't be able to see it. This is a picture of the mascot of a band called Iron Maiden. You can't see it very well. It's a skeletal figure. He's got nasty teeth. He's got a chain hanging out of his mouth. He's got demonic eyes. And his name is Eddie. I'm going to read an article for you from the newspaper. It says, "Eddie made me do it. The trial of a 14-year-old boy accused in a savage murder of three members of a Scarborough family yesterday heard tales of devilish worship. A heavy metal rock musician and an evil alter ego named Eddie. Eddie's the mascot of Iron Maiden. The boy, who can't be identified because of the young offender's act, has pleaded not guilty to three counts of first-degree murder. He killed a man, 55, a woman, 34, and a daughter, 7. The three were found shot to death in their home about 11 p.m. The boy was arrested at a friend's home about 2 2.5 hours later. In opening testimony yesterday, the friend testified that the accused owned a book of satanic rituals and prayers and had once carved 666, the biblical mark of Satan, on his chest with a knife. A witness in a statement read to the court by Crown Attorney Ken Anthony said the boy told her shortly after his arrest he was sorry and he was ashamed, but Eddie made him do it. Who's Eddie? Eddie's his music. His music made him do it. The court was later told that Eddie is the grotesque mascot of the heavy metal band Iron Maiden and is usually portrayed as a skeletal death figure. The mascot is dead, but he can be revived. Metro Police Sergeant said when they, Iron Maiden, do a concert, he is the central theme. He is supposedly dead and they bring him back to life. One of the sergeants testified he found several Iron Maiden posters on the boy's bedroom wall, including a hand-drawn picture of Eddie. He said, that's the boy. He said Eddie was his bad side. He said, this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm good and Eddie's bad. And the boy sat slumped in the front row of a packed courthouse wearing a blue blazer, dark pants, and white running shoes. He showed no emotion as the sergeant read the statement taken after his arrest. In it, the youth described how about 7 a.m. the day he entered the folks' home and into the bedroom, and he stood over the bed for about 5 minutes with the gun, 2 or 3 feet away from Joyce, and both were asleep. And he said, Joyce began to wake up. I screamed. I blew her all over the wall. It was terrible. The smell of smoke was everywhere. Her husband began to wake up. I blew him away too. The youth then went downstairs and confronted a 7-year-old girl huddling in a corner crying. When he seen her crying, she looked up and said, please. He said, I blew her away and I went to a movie. And you don't think your music affects you. You better tell that 7-year-old girl. Say, Brother Owens, I'm above it. Anybody that thinks they're above listening to the filth of the world and listen to that music straight out of hell, you're crazy. You're crazy if you think you can listen to it and it's not affecting you. You see, the one who sings the song of the fool will be wild and destructive, the Bible says. You're better off meeting a mama bear who lost her cubs than coming across a fool or a fool's music. The Bible says you're better off hearing the rebuke of the wise man than to hear the song of the fool. One who sings a song of fools thinks sin is humorous. Girls back here, don't talk. Look at me. I think you're guilty when you talk like that. One who sings a song of fools caused their parents sorrow. One thing you need to learn about me, ladies, I'm the wrong person to challenge. I have no scruples. I'm always apologizing for doing it the wrong way, baby, so you better sit there and pay attention. One who sings a song of fools thinks sin is humorous. One who sings a song of fools calls their parents sorrow. One who sings a song of fools are wild and they're destructive. And number 4, one who sings a song of fools are mainly interested in themselves. They're full of pride. You listen to this verse, Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 3. Proverbs 14:3, the Bible says this, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Here the Bible says, out of the mouth of a fool comes a rod of pride. They're full of pride. Hey, who are they interested? They're not interested in you. Who are they interested in? They're not interested in Jesus. Who are they interested in? They're not interested in the Holy Spirit. Who are they interested in? They're not interested in God. Who are they interested in? Are they interested in your Sunday school teacher? No. Are they interested in your Bible teacher? No. Are they interested in anything that's pure right now? They're interested in one thing. Oh, number one. By the way, that's why some of you right now, you're a little offended with me because I've messed with your music. Your music. That's your music. You don't want anybody to mess with your music. Hey, you're being affected by the song of the fool, aren't you? You're mainly interested in old number one. What counts to you? Well, how about all the people you're supposed to influence with your life? Hey, one good reason to give up the filthy music is because God's not going to use you, and you're not going to affect people, and you're not going to do a work for God, and you're not going to get people saved, and you're not going to change lives, and you're not going to save America. Why? You're interested in you. Well, Brother Owens, I like it. I like it. Well, I got news for you. There are a lot of things that you would like if you allowed yourself to do it. Hey, the homos say they like it. They like it. Maybe you want to try that? Maybe that's where you're going. You want to do your own thing? I'm just saying to you, the Bible says there are psalms, hymns, spiritual psalms, and a fourth classification where we put all the other garbage. It's called the song of the fool. And there is a certain way that the fool behaves, and God teaches us about the fool. And when we learn about the fool, we can learn about the music that the fool produces, and the fool is full of pride. Are you sitting there right now saying, you're not going to change me? I'll do what I want to do. That's what the Bible says will happen. They sell posters of themselves. They want to be famous. They want to be sex symbols. Hey, that's what they want. They don't care about you. They want your money. You tell me something. You tell me, when a 13-year-old girl goes out and she's immoral and has sex out of wedlock, and some punk gets her pregnant, and she's got to give birth to a little baby, and she goes into the jaws of death, and she's all alone there, and she's crying, and she's in pain, will Celine Dion be there to help her? No, Celine Dion doesn't care. Will Madonna be there? Will Marilyn Manson be there? No, they don't care. They don't care what they do to your life. They want your money. They want your money, and by the way, they want your worship. They want you to love them more than you love God. That's why when I get done preaching today and I say, give it up, you'll say, no, I'm not giving it up. Why? Because you have given them your worship above your God. One who sings a song of fools are mainly interested in themselves. Element number 5, the one who sings the song of the fool will translate good into bad. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 7 says, the legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. The Bible's talking about the legs of a lame man. They're twisted. And that is exactly what the fool does with his song. He twists things in his song. I don't know how many years ago, but there was a group out called Twisted Sister. And they named it right. They knew exactly what they were doing. The Bible says in Proverbs 26:9, as a thorn goeth up into the hand of the drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. You see what they do? They take things that are good and they twist them and make them bad. That's what a fool does. You take, for instance, I believe that your mouth was given to you to praise God. And if you do anything other than praise God and do right with it, you have taken something God created and you misused it. Hey, music was not created by man. If we did a little Bible study, I can show you that music went back before the creation of man. Music went all the way back before the creation of the earth. The morning stars were singing in Job chapter number 38 before man was ever created. That means music does not belong to man. And that means man borrows music and it belongs to God. And the only thing man should do with music is use it for the purpose for which God created it. And he did not create it for you. He created it for him. And you are to glorify him with anything that comes out of your mouth. One who sings a song of fools translate good into bad. They talk about in all their modern rock and roll, love. That's not what they're talking about. You know it, and I know it. Yeah, there was a day when they wouldn't say it. They just go ahead and throw the four-letter words out there now. I'm here to tell you what they call love out of the demon of rock and roll. That's not love. That's not what the Bible teaches love is. That has nothing to do with pure love. Nothing to do with it. They take love and they twist it and they make it into something that it's not. I think people that take pure things and twist them are perverse. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16 says that we are to allow these songs to teach us and admonish us. The music you listen to is teaching you. Teaching you. Teach you what? How to live. The music you heard by Miss Scudder here just a moment ago, that music was sung to you to teach you how to live for him. And that is exactly what music does. It teaches you to live for somebody. Who does your music to teach you to live for? And they say, well, Brother Owens, what about Christian rock and roll? I have no respect for Christian rock and roll. I'm going to tell you why. I have no respect for it. And I, again, I wish I had all the time to give you everything I've got to say. I don't. Christian rock and rollers, this is what they're trying to do. They say, well, you can't reach young people unless you have that rock music. So what they plan to do is they plan to grab a hold of God and pull him down on man's level. I've got news for you. He ain't coming down. He's not supposed to come down. We're going up. He's not coming down.
And I'll say this also. I have more respect for a true blue, hardcore, filthy rock and roller than I do for a Christian rock and roller. And you say, well, I hope you're ready to defend that remark. I most certainly am. I like people that tell the truth. And the Christian rock and rollers are saying they're half in, half out. And the true blue, hardcore, filthy rock and rollers, they'll tell you we're on a highway to hell. And I like people that tell the truth. They're not hiding. They'll tell you what they are straight up front. The Christian rock and rollers are half in, half out. And they're twisted.
I have a little sign here I had to write myself. It says slow down. So I have to. I get into what I'm saying and I forget. You can't think as fast as I can talk. Matter of fact, I forget you can't think.
Twisted. Twisted. Like the legs of a lame man. They take that which is good and they twist it. Wouldn't you say that if somebody took the Bible and they twisted it, we call that perversion? Let me read some lyrics to a song to you. Listen to this song and you tell me if this is twisted. It's a song called I'll See You in the Rapture Some Sweet Day. Some of you have heard it. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God we have been true and we've lived above all sin. Anybody have a problem with that? Does that sound doctrinally impure to you? Sound like there's some false doctrine there? It says, so then for us there's going to be a greeting, there's going to be a meeting. Hey, you know what? That's teaching sinless perfection. That's teaching you're going to work your way to heaven. You say, well, who sang that song, the Kingsmen? They're perverts, scripturally. Now, hey, come on, stay with me now. Stay with me now. We're going somewhere. You're not going to become a coward now. You tell me yes or no. Was that song, was it perverted doctrinally? Yes or no? Then should you be listening to music sang by people that believe in false doctrine? No.
All right, slow down. Slow down.
I said the song of the fool. The song of the fool, they'll think that sin is humorous. The song of the fool, they'll cause their parents sorrow. I said the song of the fool will be wild and destructive. The song of the fool, they're mainly interested in themselves. The song of the fool will translate good into bad. And number six, the song of the fool includes deceit. That's lying. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 8, the Bible says the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. Deceit, lying, not telling the truth. You show me the people that are lying the most in our college right now, and I can tell you what kind of music they've been listening to. You say, what a coincidence. Not a coincidence, it's Bible. Now to you, that's a coincidence. It's pretty solid for the rest of us. It's Bible. A man who sings the song of the fool may earn his living on lies. You know, deceit could mean they have a thing they call backmasking. They'll put hidden meanings in a song. You know, today we use the language of the world. When you say, boy, he's hot, you don't mean he's got a temperature. You mean something other than that. They use hidden meanings. And you take, for instance, there was a song years ago, and if I wanted to garbage out my mind, I could go study some and get you some. I don't have time for it. I'd rather give you all the scripture. But they had a song called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Lucy, L, in the sky, S, with diamonds, D. LSD. It's kind of acid. It's a drug that you take. And everybody was singing saying, oh, there's a lady by the name of Lucy, and she's floating in the sky, and there are little diamonds everywhere. You know, twinkle, twinkle, little star. I'm sorry. It was people that were getting high. That's what this whole song was about. You say, well, my music has that that doesn't have that in it. It probably does, and you don't even know what you're listening to, and it is controlling you, and it is corrupting your mind. There was a song that was sung in the 60s. It was called Strawberry Fields. And everybody thought, oh, little strawberries, you know, dew on the ground, the sun coming up, you know, Bambi running through the fields. No, it was about an acid called strawberry barrel acid. That's what the song was about. Kiss, the group that was, I know, very, very popular in the early 90s. Maybe they still are today. Are they? Okay, thank you. You always got a sucker in a bunch, don't you? the group called KISS. And the title, the name of their group, K-I-S-S, and they have two inverted S's that are like daggers. It stands for Knights or Kings in Satan's Service. There's rock and roll slang all the way through it. There's all sorts of slang and hidden meanings and deceit and lying all the way through the song. Those of you that lie on your activity reports, I would almost trace that back to the kind of music you have had a steady diet of. Oh, there's deceit in it. Element number 7, one who sings the song of the fool will have an uncontrolled temper. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 16 says, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. There's a group out called Van Halen, had a very popular song called Vigilante Man, talking about a man going around taking the law into his own hands. Then you got all the filthy rap music of our day and all the cop-killing music of our day. Don't you tell me that the Bible's not right. The Bible, hey, God knew way, 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 way back what kind of music filthy man would produce. And he said, I think I'm going to pick a title for it. I'll call it The Song of a Fool. Then I'll tell everybody how the fool behaves. The fool is someone that can't control their temper. You go to rock and roll concerts, there are fights. I've never been to a rock and roll concert, but I've had people tell me they've been to concerts where they throw things and throw people and all sorts of wildness. Hey, maybe you're mad at me right now. You angry with me? You going to beat me up? Why are you so angry? You got an uncontrolled temper, sweetie? Is your friend, the one sitting right by you, angry right now? Better watch out for him. Could be trouble. You know what I'd do right now if I got to smile whether you want to or not? I'd act happy. Isn't it good? We all, amen, hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17 says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Proverbs 14, verse 16 says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fools rage, and they're confident. You know what that means? If you're a fool, and you're hooked on the fool's song, you'll leave here today and you'll brag. You'll say, it doesn't matter to me what Owen says. It doesn't matter to me what the Bible says. I'll do what I want to do. You will confidently rage about your perversion. By the way, the people that tear up our dormitories are probably the rock and rollers. You can't control your temper. You're out of control. There's nothing you can do, and that is your music, and that's what your music will do to you. That is one of the elements and one of the outcomes of the song of the fool. Element number 8, the Bible says the song of the fool will have contention in it. Proverbs 18:7, it says the fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his own soul. They like to buck authority. Hey, God says wear this, they say we'll wear that. If God said go this way, they'll say we go another way. They buck authority. They buck dad's authority, and mom's authority, and the teacher's authority, and the preacher's authority, and God's authority. And they like to buck authority. They just want everybody to know nobody's going to tell them what to do. There's a group out called 9 Inch Nails. How many of you ever heard them before? Thank you. Man, you're stupid. We're taking pictures of this. You're dead, man. 9 Inch Nails is what they call alternative music. When I think of the word alternative, the first thing I think of is San Francisco. And if you're from San Francisco, I'm not talking about you, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the flags. Folks, we got to hurry. I got about a minute and a half. Listen to the lyrics by 9 Inch Nails. It says, he's got the answer to ease my curiosity. He dreamed a God up and called it Christianity. Your God is dead and no one cares. If there's a hell, I'll meet you there. He flexes his muscles to keep his flocks of sheep in line. He made a virus age to kill all of mine. His perfect kingdom of killing and suffering and pain demands devotion, atrocities done in his name. Your God's dead and no one cares, drowning in his own hypocrisy. If there's a hell, I'll meet you you there. And let me make a pronunciation, or let me make an announcement to Nine Inch Nails. You are exactly right. The minute you hit hell, it's going to be hot. And you're not going to make fun of our God. And my God's not dead. My God's not dead. If you listen to that filthy music, you're crazy. The Bible teaches us that Christians are instructed to separate from the fool. Proverbs 9:6 says, forsake the foolish and live. The Bible says in Proverbs 26:9, the great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth the transgressor. Proverbs 26, verse number 4 says, answer not a fool according to his folly. That means I ain't going to argue with you about this. You can take the Bible, stick it up your nose, or wherever you want to put it. You're just going to have to accept it for what it is. The Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse number 7, draw from the presence of the foolish man when thou perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge. You know what that means? If you're riding to work with a fool that's playing wrong music, get out of the car. Don't spend any time with him. If you're going soul winning and the fool wants to listen to the wrong music, you're depart from him. Proverbs 19:3, the Bible says, the foolishness of men perverteth his ways. You say, but you don't have a right to call some of those people perverts. The Bible says, a fool is a pervert, and those perverts make music. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Proverbs 26:1, it says, as snow in summer, as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. The lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die for want of wisdom. Some of you are destroying yourself. Proverbs 13:9 says this, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. In other words, you'd say, Brother Owens, I'd hate to give up my music. The Bible says you're a fool. If you're sitting there saying, I'd hate to give up my music, because it says, fools die for want of wisdom, and the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to the fool to depart from evil. Are you listening to the song of the fool?